insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فألقى موسى عصاه فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون.
Then Moses threw his staff, and at once it devoured what they falsified.
فألقي السحرة ساجدين.
So the magicians fell down in prostration to Allah.
قالوا آمنا برب العالمين.
They said, "We have believed in the Lord of the worlds."
رب موسى وهارون.
The Lord of Moses and Aaron.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing these verses of chapter Shu'ara. فَأَلْقَى مُوسَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَارَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. Then Moses cast down his rod, and when behold, it swallowed up that which they falsely displayed. Then the sorcerers were flung prostrate. قَالُوا أَمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى هَارُونَ. They said, "We believe in the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of Moses and Aaron." So as we explained earlier, the magicians, the sorcerers, were the ones to start in that gathering. They wanted to prove that they are the strongest. They cast down their ropes and their rods, and they were sure that by Pharaoh's dignity, they will be victorious over Moses and his brother Aaron. But when Moses cast down his rod and it swallowed up whatever they had cast down already, these sorcerers believed and they knew that they are the best in magic, and this is something beyond magic. That is why they believed in the power of another Lord, the Lord of the universe, the absolute cause, in that exact time. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. This fa means immediately after they came into their senses, they realized, they came into belief. And it is interesting that the Holy Quran uses the word ulqiya, which philologically means to be thrown down. This is different from bowing down or sitting down. It refers to this matter, that these wizards were so influenced by the miracle of Moses that all of a sudden they unintentionally and spontaneously fell on the ground. They prostrated because they knew that this issue is not magic and it is a great divine miracle.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Now, continuing the verses, the 47th one says, قَالُوا أَمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Also the 48th one, رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. The sorcerer said, we believe in the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of Moses and Aaron. So these sorcerers and magicians, they said, we believe in the Lord of the worlds. But in order to clarify any doubt, in order to prevent Pharaoh from interpreting this sentence according to his own will, they added and said, the Lord of Moses and Aaron, not you, Pharaoh. This shows that although Moses did speak to wizards and performed throwing the staff, his brother Aaron was accompanying him and he was ready to help him in any way possible. And because they were experts in their magician, they were experts in wizardry, they knew that this is something beyond magic and it can be only divine miracle. That's why after this strange change that happened in the wizard's morale, they came out of absolute darkness, and in a short moment, they stepped into a dazzling brightness. They turned their backs on all benefits and advantages they expected Pharaoh. It was easy for them to expose their life to danger because they could differentiate the truth from falseness, and they resorted to the truth because of their new knowledge. They did not pave the rest of the path by the foot of intellect. They continued their path by the power of love. They wanted to mount on the fine mount of love. They were really devoted. They could encounter any danger at that moment. And they were ready to go through the punishments. We will see that for this very reason, they heroically resisted all Pharaoh's threats. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, every heart is at the mercy of Allah, the Beneficent. If He wills, He will guide it. And if He wills, He will mislead it. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. world. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.